The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is with me, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author, with the ultimate guide to Texas. So this time last week, Fionn, you were talking about Austin. You gave us the ultimate guide to Austin. Great recommendations. We are slowly but surely taking you up on them.
Have you gone to the bat show yet?
Yeah, sorry. Fionn, you need to tune into The Hard Shoulder every day from 4 until 7, in case you're wondering, on News Talk. And you would have heard myself and Jess went down to the bats last night. Great excitement. Well, I was very excited. Jess was worried she was going to get rabies off the bats, or someone told her you can get chlamydia off the bats in Sydney. So there was much fear and consternation and confusion and a bit of anxiousness on Jess's part. I was excited. The bats didn't show up, Fionn. The bats didn't show up. After an hour of waiting there, we decided maybe we should Google whether this happens every night. Apparently, if it's too windy, they don't like to come out. Yeah.
Are you going to go back? What's the weather like now?
It's kind of, you know, it's wet, it's overcast, it's very warm. So I'm going to see what it's like a little bit later. If it's anyway calm, I'm going to go. I want to see it. I'm excited to see these bats.
Yeah, you should. It's an amazing spectacle. That's a shame that the wind was too high. I mean, smart
yeah,
bats.
I'll just watch it. I'll just have to watch it on YouTube or something. Anyway, we're kind of casting our sights a bit further afield today.
So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you're in Texas, okay? It's like saying, I have a couple of days in Western Europe. Tell me, where should I go? There are four big cities in Texas. You're in one of them. An hour down the road from you is San Antonio, which is my favorite city in Texas, even more than Austin, I would say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love San Antonio.
Why?
I mean, home of the Alamo. It's the Riverwalk is lovely. It's not as touristy as Austin. It's not as techy as Austin. It's much, much bigger than, I think it's 1.5 million people. It's a pretty sizable place. But the central core is lovely. And as I said, there's this river walk. So the city is built up on a height above the river. And so you can wander along the river, and there's lots of nice restaurants and bars, and there's good nightlife. But in the suburbs of San Antonio, there's some great neighborhoods as well, which is also true of Austin. It's also where you find the Alamo.
The Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett and the Alamo, yeah. 1836 and all that. And the Alamo is a funny one. It's one of the most famous buildings in America, and it's iconic in its symbolism. And it's a small chapel, really, you know, and it's...
I'm sorry, is that all it ever was, or was there like more there? Was there a town? Was there a fort?
It was the fort. The Alamo was a monastery. It was like, in the sense of like the development, I'm just thinking about all these monastic settlements in California, which were the trailblazers of white expansion into native territories. It was built as a mission church in 1755. And so the building is now known as the Shrine for obvious reasons. So from 1755, it was, again, just a mission. And then in 1835 is where Davy Crockett and a bunch of patriotic Americans held out against General Santa Anna and the invading Mexican army. Or so that's the story you'll hear in the United States. Not quite the story as it happened. It's like they had happened to take all this territory from Mexico, and Santa Anna was like, hang on a second, lads, you're in Mexico. We're coming to take it back. And do you know who has the biggest collection in the world of Alamo memorabilia?
Fionn, I absolutely do not know.
Well, you can add this to your list of facts. Phil Collins.
No, sorry. No way.
Yes.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
There's something in the air tonight.
Something in the air tonight. He has the world's largest private collection now. He's donated it, all of it, I think, to a brand new on-site museum that will open in 2026. I don't know. Like, honest to God, it's an hour from you where you are in Austin. It's not that far. So if you got like a free morning, I don't know if you're going to have a free morning, you could just jump into the car and spin down and then come back.
Yeah, I like the sound of it. I might try and squeeze an hour out of my day,
yeah,
a couple of hours, and get down to the Alamo.
Yeah, I liked it. It's also it's where chili was nominally invented.
As in the food source,
yes,
chili.
The food chili. Here's the one thing I discovered when I was in San Antonio, is that never ever put beans in chili. Chili.
Sorry, they don't put kidney beans in chili.
No. It's just beef.
So claiming to be the place where chili was invented sounds like a spurious claim. I'm going to nail my colours to the mast and apologies to all the people of San Antonio and the Alamo, but I don't think it's where chili was invented.
Well, in truth,
chilies is just beef with chilies mixed together. Surely that happened somewhere else.
Yes.
Where chilies were nominally found.
Okay, so the actual origin, nobody knows exactly where it was invented. Mm. But San Antonio claims, because San Antonio would have been a big cowboy settlement. And, it lays claim and goes, no, it was invented here. What effectively happened was, is you had a bunch. So it's a stew of meat, chilies, onions, and a variety of spices. And the key to this is the chilies, the onions, and the spices, because it was done to disguise the flavour of meat that had gone bad, so that cowboys who were, weeks or even months out on the range could eat, and like the smell of rancid meat could be well covered. It's not the most...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not the loveliest story, but...
Well, listen, the Food Safety Authority will love this recommendation. If you've got rancid meat in your fridge, don't throw it out. Cook it, give it to the kids, but lash on enough chili and they won't even notice.
Yeah, exactly. So I think San Antonio, look, Texas is absolutely gigantic. Of course, you could go to Dallas. Of course, you could go to Houston. There's plenty of other places. But I'm gonna mention five outdoor experiences in the wider. So, a small little journey west of where you are now, 485 miles to be exact, is you have the Guadalupe Mountains National Park, which is in the absolutely enormous, and you'll see that there is a common theme here, size being the unifying theme to all of this. So there's the Chihuahuan Desert in western Texas, it's called, and in the heart of it is the Guadalupe Mountains National Park. Very well known for these bright white Sol Basin dunes, these fossilized reef mountains. And you've got this peak trail that kind of winds its way up through a conifer forest. And then it goes up to the highest summit in the state of Texas called Guadalupe Peak. And you have the views of another peak called El Capitan, not the one in California.
Yosemite.
Yes, the one that Tom Cruise climbs in. What's the one? The one about where he plays the sports agent.
Jerry Maguire. Does he climb El Capitan in Jerry Maguire?
No, is it his girlfriend or his fiance that dumps him when he gets fired? I think she talks about, like, I did the something route up El Capitan in 34 hours and I will not be something something. Anyway, this is not the same one.
It's great content.
Really good. Just, you should podcast this. Okay, so just west of San Antonio, so not too far from where you are, there is one of the best sunsets you'll get in the United States is at the top of Enchanted Rock, which is this huge pink granite dome in the Hill Country. So that entire area west of San Antonio is called Hill Country.
Actually, a little bit earlier, Noel, a fellow from Cork, has been living here for 24 years. It was his first thing he said in terms of a recommendation. He said, if you have time, and you probably don't on this trip, but get outside the city and go to Hill Country. He says, it is just beautiful.
Yeah.
He said, there's kind of vineyards in the foothills. Now he said, the wine is rancid, but just ignore that. And actually just enjoy it. He says, a beautiful part of the world.
It really is. And that's something that perhaps we ignore on this side of the world, is that Texas, for all of its size and all of its bluster and its olives, things are big in Texas. It's a beautiful part of the world. It's absolutely gorgeous, and there are a lot of flat areas to it. And then when you drive through, say, oil country, it's not particularly salubrious. But I mentioned, the Chihuahuan Desert over in the west of the state is beautiful. Hill Country, just immediately west, just outside San Antonio. In fact, it's a playground for a lot of San Antonians who go and spend weekends away. Now, again, we're going to go 490 miles north of where you are.
Oh, God, right.
Yeah. So, look, these are 6-7 hour drives. Is the Palo Duro Canyon. And this is the biggest or second biggest canyon in the entire country. If I'm going to say the Grand Canyon is the biggest, and this is the second biggest. So it's in the Texas Panhandle. So it's near Amarillo and Canyon. And so imagine a canyon that's well, actually, you don't really have to imagine it if you've been to the Grand Canyon, but it's up to 40 miles long and an average width. So an average width of 6 miles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And at some points, it gets to 20 miles wide. That's the width of the 20 miles is 34 kilometers, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd struggle to see the other side.
I was just going to say.
The weather was anyway inclement.
Yeah. And so, and if you're hiking in the canyon, the cliffs are streaked in these beautiful colors that in your head, you're going, this is like a cowboy movie made by John Ford. In fact, a lot of Texas is like a cowboy movie made by John Ford.
Mm. Okay, so that is the Palo Duro Canyon.
The
that's
Palo Duro Canyon.
Miles north of here. We've had hill country. We've had the Guadalupe Mountains National Park. Where to next?
A little closer to where you are. Not much closer, but East Texas near the Louisiana border, about 285 miles east of Austin, is the Sabine National Forest. And this is an entirely different proposition. So where you have the Chihuahuan Desert and the scrubland of, you know, the classic Southwest. Here, what you have is like dense hardwood forests and swampy bayou. Like, you never think of bayou as belonging to Texas. You think much more of Louisiana, but it bleeds into into Texas on the side of the border. And this is all mosquitoes and gators and things like that. But also these incredibly thick, beautiful forests. It's again one of the great hiking destinations in the southern United States.
There's a real theme here. I mean, and again, it echoes recommendations made by other guests throughout the show. It's all outdoorsy stuff. It's all outdoor activity.
Yeah, I mean, for me, look, the few times that I've been to Texas, the parts that I've enjoyed the most are the outdoorsy things. I mean, the food is amazing, particularly in the likes of San Antonio or Austin. Or I've eaten well in Dallas as well. Actually, it's funny. I was in Dallas one time and I took a Greyhound bus and I went from Houston to Dallas and I had no money at the time. So I took a cheap bus that took me and it was overnight. And so I arrived really early in the morning, like 6 o'clock, half awake, kind of blurry eyed, came out of the Greyhound station and I'd never been to Dallas before. And I turned the corner and I went, geez, this looks weirdly familiar. And I'm like, what? And I looked and I realized it was the grassy knoll was right in front of me.
No way.
Yeah. And the book depository.
Sorry, I thought that story was going to be that you'd fallen asleep and you ended up back in Houston.
No. I mean, I'm an idiot, but not that kind of an idiot. But no. I just outside the Greyhound.
Wow, yeah.
And this is in the pre-internet days, so I didn't have Google Maps or anything like that. And I walked out and I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. And sure enough, there it was, the grassy knoll, the book depository. And it was like, oh my God, I've just stumbled into a slice of American history without even realizing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Anyway,
back to, so the most beautiful view in Texas, according to many, is from the south rim along the Chisos Mountains in Big Bend National Park. And Big Bend National Park is one of those national parks that ranks alongside Bryce Canyon or any of the, or Yosemite or any of the national parks in the United States that they use to kind of audition America as one of the most beautiful places on earth. Big Bend is incredible. So this is in West Texas again, but it's on the border with Mexico. Now, just I mentioned size. So size is a unifying theme here. It's bigger than Malta and Luxembourg. Okay, this is just one of dozens of national parks, and it's just absolute. So it's 1,252 square miles, and it's an incredibly diverse place. It's like it's so vast that like I'm almost doing you an injustice even mentioning it because you've only got a few days in Austin. So even if you were to make the journey there, you'd need like ages to give it, you know, to give it any kind of justice at all. But it is absolutely beautiful. It's got anyone who's planning a kind of an outdoorsy style holiday to the United States should consider this part of Texas. Spend at least 3 or 4 days exploring Big Bend. Really good trails for walking, great driving route throughout. If you're going in, if you rent a camper caravan, for instance, this is ideal spot to go and park up and just enjoy. It is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to in my life. Two of the trails I'll mention is there's a great hike. It's about 10 and a half miles round trip up Emery Peak, which is the highest point in the park. And then the other one is half the distance, about 5 miles, the Lost Mine Trail. And all of the romance that comes with a road called the Lost Mine Trail. It's amazing. Oh, it
sounds
here.
Great.
It's amazing.
It sounds great. Listen, there's so much to do. As you say, I mean, trying to pick out things to do in Texas is like trying to pick out things to do in all of Western Europe. It is such a huge place. But listen, as always, great recommendations. And if you want to hear Fionn's recommendations when it comes to just Austin, our conversation last week, it's up as a podcast, as are all our conversations here as part of The Ultimate Guide with Fionn Davenport. Fionn will be back at the same time next week. Fionn, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.